Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, 20-year member. She's been with us almost that whole time, folks. And I'm one of the few, I and maybe 2 or 3 others have been here longer. Eva, she is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com, Deduct Everything, that's her new book. Also, meet several others. Small Business Taxes Made Easy is one of her original books. Go to taxmama.com and see what she can do to help you. It's a great place, not just for taxes. She's got some good advice on a number of other areas. Eva, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about what you've learned new, which there's still a lot to be learned about the new tax law, the Tax Cut Jobs Act, TCJA, that was passed last December, and I've taken a volume here, Eva. I'm kind of settled down a little bit here. Go ahead and give us a new report. I'll try to behave myself.
Okay. So first of all, there's good news. There is a family leave credit. And so it's worth exploring to see if you can get that credit for people, you know, who you pay at least 50% of their usual compensation when they take family or medical leave. So that's not a bad deal.
So you said,
let's
make sure I understand this. So if on family medical leave, they continue to get paid, right?
Right.
And you're saying
if
there's as much of a
50%. Half of their wages.
You can take half of what you pay them as a credit.
No. You have to pay them at least half of their usual wages. Get the credit.
Okay. So you.
Okay,
so
if you discount 50%.
Yeah. Whatever you pay them, if you pay at least half, then what do you get to deduct? What do you get to take off?
Then you get to take off. Then you get to take off, I think, 25% of their wages.
Okay.
And if you pay 100% of it, then you get more.
Okay.
So
there's
a nice
chunk
credit.
Of a credit, folks. It's not a deduction. That means it's 100% comes out off. A credit comes off the bottom line. A deduction is calculated with everything else, and you get a percentage of that. But a credit is 100% of the of tax advantage. It comes right off the bottom.
That's right. It comes right off the taxes themselves.
Right. That's good news.
So that's something worth knowing. The bad news is that employees are not able to deduct their business expenses. So businesses that have relied on employees paying their own expenses out of pocket,
like a commission salesperson
working on commission, or people doing consultation and whatever, if they've been paying their expenses, and some people I know have been spending $50,000 or $100,000 out of pocket to achieve their income,
right?
Those aren't deductible at all. So the companies really need to quickly, if they haven't already done it, change the policies, work with reimbursements, change compensation.
So pull those expenses in to the company, which can deduct those expenses.
Which can deduct them. Except,
whereas the individual
couldn't.
Can't
get
What was the purpose of that? What was the goal? Was it evilness, or did they have some strategic financial goal? What was the purpose of this?
I have no idea. But
I'm going with evil.
It's an area that is abused. It's a huge area of audit. And so that eliminates a lot of IRS audits in the future.
There's a whole lot of people, though.
It is evil.
There's a whole lot of people who are able to anyway, go ahead. What else?
Yeah, I would like to see this eliminated because it is very unreasonable.
Yeah, that's
right. Then we have that qualified 20% business income deduction that I know has you incensed, but I've got good news for you.
Okay?
Because you know that people whose reputation, for instance, their business relies on the reputation.
Right.
They are limited in using this deduction if their income is over $157,500,
right,
or $315,000. Believe it or not, although you have this marvelous reputation, you are not part of that group. That reputation we're talking about is like sports figures, celebrities who get endorsement money to do advertising and things like that.
So when I go places and people say Blasingame as a rock star, I have to tell them not to say that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll have to work on that. Hey, Eva, good job today. Thank you. That's a good report. Come back soon.
Yes, and if anyone has questions, please come to TaxMama.com. I'm standing by to answer last.
She will help you, folks. Eva Rosenberg, TaxMama.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.